Hi there. The word for you today is, what do you say? Paul writes 1 Corinthians 16 and 9, a great door has opened for me, and there are many adversaries. So here's the question. There's the door and there's the adversaries, but what are you focusing on, the open door or the adversaries? The opportunities or the obstacles? In 1866, an amateur geologist noticed that some South African children were playing with a rock. It was a glistening rock. So he asked the children's mother if he could purchase it. Thinking it was worth nothing, she gave it to him. Later, when he examined it, he discovered that it was a premium 21-carat diamond. Well, when word got out, a Scottish mineralogist named James Gregory was sent to investigate. He reported back that South Africa wasn't suitable at all for finding diamonds, but the particular rock, he speculated that the previous discoveries had resulted from ostriches, of all things, eating the gems in distant lands, then flying to South Africa and depositing them via their dung. A few days after Gregory's report was made public, an 83-carat diamond was found in the same area he had visited. It's now known as the Star of South Africa, and it launched the region's first mining operation in what is today the world's largest producer of diamonds. And what about Gregory? Well, his name lives on, but not like he might have wished. In the diamond industry today, when somebody exhibits bad judgment, they refer to it as pulling a Gregory. Listen, if you ask God, He will help you to find the treasure in your field. Jesus taught that. Think about it. If Jesus could turn water into wine and feed 5,000 hungry people with a boy's lunch, just think what he could do through you. So the question is, what do you see? The open door or the obstacles?